flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
All right, welcome back as we are live here, Radio Row here in New Orleans, and we have another member sitting in the exclusive furniture hot seat right here, baby. We got you there, got you in the lazy boy in the hot seat to do his thing, joining the drive, Craig Gass, who joins us, and you know him, stand up comic, also did work on King of Queens, Family Guy, American Dad, great voice work, and I'm telling you this, I'm gonna make you all wait through this because I need to hear this myself. Everybody I keep hearing says he does a serious Tracy Morgan. You talked to me about it. I told you don't do it before we get on. I want to wait and make people listen to this. And while you're at it, if you don't know what Craig looks like, look him up and tell me if that guy right there says he's about to crush. He's about to crush. And if you're watching him on YouTube, which some people aren't watching, if this guy's about to crush a Tracy Morgan impression, I can't wait. I can't wait to hear this, man.
I'm known as a comedian who does voices. I've always been able to do any voice that I hear because of how I grew up. My whole family's deaf. My mom, my dad, my sister are all, which sounds like a joke, but it's not. My mom, my dad, and my sister are all completely deaf. And growing up in a deaf family, I couldn't learn how to talk from my family. I learned how to talk by watching TV, and I copied all the voices I heard on TV. And I always talk about the fact that I never got an accent from the Bronx, which is where I grew up. And everybody in the Bronx sounds like Tracy Morgan.
Everybody in the Bronx talk like this, whether you black or white, male or female. That's crazy. Hey! This is the voice of your next door neighbor, and I'm a Vietnamese girl. That's crazy.
Like, everybody sounded like that. So, yeah. Yeah, that's Tracy. And, dude, I remember the first time I met Tracy was at Saturday Night Live. I wrote for a Weekend Update from 98 to 2000. I wrote for Colin Quinn. And I remember walking up to Tracy, and I go, hey, man, Tracy, I just want to say hello, man. My name's Craig Gass. I'm a comedian. I write for Colin. And, dude, you're my favorite cast member on the show. And he goes,
yeah, that's crazy. You a stand-up comedian?
And I go, yeah. And he goes,
what you doing next Friday? And I go,
next Friday?
He goes, next Friday! And I go, I don't know. What am I doing next Friday? He goes, you open up for me at the New York Comedy Club.
And I was like, really? Yeah, I would love to. So that I had nothing going on in my life back then. My whole week was like, I'm opening up for Tracy Morgan, open up for Tracy Morgan. And then I go do the show. And this is the first time I realize how unusual Tracy Morgan is, because I did the show. Tracy comes up to me and he says,
Craig, what you drinking?
And I go, oh.
Come on, man. You got to stop that.
I go, can I? I don't know, can I get a Corona? And he goes, yeah, you get a Corona. So how you like this? And I go, how do I like this club? And he goes, no, how you like stand-up comedy? A ghost just walked into the room.
I think Tracy just knocked it down.
He said, how do you like stand-up comedy? And I said, oh, man, I love it. I'm head over heels in love with stand-up comedy. He goes, you got to be like Bruce Lee in the six-foot kick. And I go, the what? And he goes, you don't know about Bruce Lee and the six-foot kick? They say when Bruce Lee kick you, you go back 6 feet. That's why when people ask me, how you living? I'm like, I'm 6 foot kicking it. You got to 6 foot kick your way through life. That's the way you got to approach your life. And he got nose to nose with me. And spit was flying out of his mouth into my eyeball. And I go, what are you talking about? I had no idea what he was talking about. A week later, I'm telling other comedian friends of mine, I'm like, man, that Tracy Morgan guy's kind of weird, man. He was, and then one of the guys in that group was a guy named Kurt Metzger. Kurt was writing for the Chappelle Show. And he goes, dude, I was in a car with that guy on the West Side Highway. And Chappelle Show had only done one season. And he goes, I looked at Tracy and I said, oh, I don't know if I told you. Chappelle Show got picked up for a second season, so that's cool, right? I can make some more money. And he said, Tracy just went, damn, Kurt! And he slammed the brakes on, pulled the car over on the side of the West Side Highway, and he goes, what are we in, Kurt? Right now, what are we in, me and you? And he goes, in a car? And he goes, no, we in show business, Kurt. We in show business. How many letters in the word show? And he goes, four. And he goes, how many letters in the word business? And he goes, eight. And he goes, don't you forget that, Kurt. And he goes, what is, I don't, that's not even a lesson. What, we're counting letters? Like, what, I don't, yeah. Like, all the Tracy Morgan stories are just wild and just nuts. And I love that guy, man. He's one of the funniest dudes on the planet. And, but just love stand-up comedy. And we were talking about the anniversary of SNL coming up. And how Tracy's been doing a lot of interviews. He's just one of the most raw, funny people I've ever met. But he's always talking in euphemisms. There's a urban legend that Tina Fey pitched the idea to Tracy like this. She goes, Tracy, I got this idea for a show. I'm pitching an idea to NBC for a show about a show at 30 Rock. And one of the characters on the show is a guy named Tracy. What's his last name on the show, 30 Rock?
I can't remember.
Tracy something. And she goes, I got this idea for this guy. He's a comedian on a show at 30 Rock. His name's Tracy.
It's him.
It's him. But she goes, so the idea is the character is like this comedian named Tracy. And the country loves Tracy. Everybody in America loves Tracy. But what the country doesn't know is that Tracy's crazy. He's like certifiably insane. Do you think you could play that? And Tracy, the urban legend is that he was like,
yeah, I could do that. I used to live on Dagobah. I used to mess around with Yoda's cousin. I could do anything.
And he's like, okay. Okay.
I hear him. I can never believe if he's being serious or not. I can't.
Yeah. Dude, one of the great – oh, man. I can't tell you the story, but I don't know. I already passed one story. All right. So if you dump this,
the damn thing.
Watch this story on YouTube. I'm getting ready to open for Dave Chappelle. It's at Caroline's Comedy Club. It's a Monday night. This agent comes up to me and says, did you hear about that party last weekend? I go, did you hear about what? He goes, did you hear about that party last week? Tracy Morgan had a party. Everybody took their clothes off, and they all started jumping in this. And I was like, what? And he goes, we're standing around with suits on, and there's naked people. And I went, wait, like that? And he's like, no, just, all right. And then at that moment, Tracy Morgan walks around the corner. I haven't seen Tracy in probably a year at this point, and I go, Tracy, I heard your party was messed up, man. Tracy rolled over and just eyeballed me, and he just went,
wow, what's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right?
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It was crazy. It was crazy. You know what's crazy about it, Craig? When you get off on my floor, you don't even hear nothing. You don't hear nothing at all. Then you start walking towards my apartment, but you still don't hear nothing. Then you knock on my door, but you still don't hear nothing, right? And when I open the door, there's buttholes and toes everywhere. And I went, what the hell?
And just because I've never heard that phrase before, I said, did you just say buttholes and toes? And Tracy Morgan said, yeah, before he added some of them toes were in the buttholes. And he walked out of the room. It's the most magical story I've ever heard in my life.
Magical.
But, yeah, man, that guy, Tracy, is – I still see him around in the city. And he's just one of the nicest guys, one of the most likable guys. He will talk to anybody. But he's always talking in euphemisms. And it's just, you know. But, yes, so I'm a comedian who does voices, and I'm a huge football fan. So I came out here to talk to the Chiefs and the Eagles yesterday, and I'm getting help from a friend of mine by the name of Steve Gleason. Steve Gleason is a legend. Yes. In the town of New Orleans. He was just recognized on the ESPYs for his courage, the Arthur Ashe Courage Award.
Yep.
Steve Gleason played for the New Orleans Saints. Was a stud. They actually have a statue of him in front of the Superdome. But he was diagnosed in the middle of his NFL career with ALS. He now is only capable of communicating through a machine, like a laptop. I don't know what you call that device. And he uses his eyes to form sentences. And he's one of the funniest dudes I've ever met. I met him through a friend of mine plays guitar in the band Pearl Jam. And Steve's a huge Pearl Jam fan. So I've been running into him over the years. And he's just, like, he's so quick. I remember he said, I saw him backstage at a Pearl Jam show. And he goes, like, through his machine, he said, hey, Craig, come over here and entertain my friends. And I walked over and was like, hey, what's up? You guys here with Steve? I'm a comedian. You guys want to hear some impressions? Name of a celebrity. I start doing impressions for them. And then Steve, on his machine, said, Craig's family is deaf. That's probably how he learned how to talk. And I said, what he just said is true. That's because my family's deaf. I couldn't learn how to talk from my family. I learned how to talk by watching TV. I copied all the voices. What, Steve? That's accurate, Steve. And Steve goes, my kids will probably end up sounding like robots. And I was like, wow, damn, wow. Like I saw – he came to – at the Super Bowl in Houston a few years ago, he came to that – to the show I did in Houston. And after the show, he said so many nice things about my stand-up. And I was like, oh, my God, can I hug you? Is it okay? Can I give you a hug? And he said, of course, I love hugs. And I went to hug him. He said, not as much as I love BJs. And I went, what? Dude, you can't. Come on, man.
But you just gave him the hug, right?
Yeah. I just... And he just, I pitched an idea. I said, Steve, I think it would be great if you helped me interview the Chiefs and the Eagles. And this is the angle I want to go with. And he said, I love it. Let's do it. So he's totally into it. He's very self-effacing. He's one of the funniest dudes I've ever met. So we're putting together this incredible package with the Chiefs and the Eagles this week with the team. So
real quick before we go, you gave us
Tracy Morgan. You got a couple more in your belt, real quick.
Yeah, man. I've always been able to do any voice that I hear. Like everything, like because I grew up in a deaf family. Like the weirder the voice, the easier it is for me to do it. Like Christopher Walken has a real stop and go kind of voice where he'll talk every once in a while. He'll stop. And that'll keep going. Or Adam Sandler, who is really silly. And that's a shibby-doo. Hee-hoo. And then my first episode of Family Guy that I ever worked on, they asked me to do Al Pacino. It was just me and Seth MacFarlane in the studio. And Seth kept doing one line as Peter Griffin where he kept saying, "This is crazier than when Al Pacino was a slumlord laundromat tenant." And then they cut to me as Al Pacino surrounded by a bunch of broken down washers and dryers going, "You're out of order. And you're out of order. And you're all out of order." And we did that three times. And Seth MacFarlane goes, "All right, man. I think we're good." But, and this is embarrassing, I got nervous because I thought we're going to be friends now because we're working together. And I stood up and I went, "All right. So you want to hang out?" And he goes, "What do you mean hang out?" And I go, "You want to grab a coffee or something?" And he goes, "I got to work." And I said, "All right, you want me to leave?" He goes, "Yeah, get the hell out of here." And I was like, "Oh, my God." I grabbed my paperwork. I walked out. They didn't call me again for like 6 months. Then they started calling me and saying, "Hey, can you do this voice or this voice?" And everything they gave me, I was like, "I can do any voice you need. I'll do any voice. I can do any voice." And every time I come back in, Seth MacFarlane's never around. It's always Mike Henry, who does the voice of Cleveland and the creepy old guy. And every time I see Mike Henry, I go, "Hey, Mike, is Seth around?" Every time I see him, he goes, "Don't worry about Seth. We'll get you out of here real quick." Like, "Oh, man, we'll get you out of here really quick." So, yeah, man, I'm going to be in Houston later this year. Okay. And when I do, I'll come by and visit. I got many more Tracy Morgan stories
please,
for you. And there's a couple comedy specials that will be out between now and the next time I see you. I'm putting out two comedy specials. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to coming in and talking more sports with you guys and sharing this thing I'm about to do with Steve Gleason.
At some point, we'll get to sports. But, yeah. Craig, we appreciate you joining us, man. I know you got a lot of spots to be in. I want to say that I'm a bit disappointed because I feel like you didn't think I had Pearl Jam because the way that you explained it and the way your hand came this way was like, "Yeah, he probably don't know who Pearl Jam is, so let me explain." But like, "I don't know who Eddie Vedder is. I don't know who Pearl Jam is." Damn it, the way you just came, because you didn't do it that way. You came this way. You came this way with, "I don't know if you know who Pearl Jam is. My friend plays in a band called the Rolling Stones." Is what you're
yeah, people always give me crap for that. They always be like, "Yeah, my buddy plays in this band, Pearl Jam." And then people are like, "Yeah, I know Pearl Jam." Like, everybody looks at that. It's just a habit that I have of, like, my musician friends. Like, sometimes my people don't know what band. But, yeah, Mike's band is a big band. So,
yes. All right, Craig, we don't need you anymore.
All right, thank you for having me on, man. Thank you, guys.
Craig,
that's fun.
Joined us. That was a lot of fun.
That's crazy.
Hey, man, I can't even. I just... That broke me down right there. That one, I thought you was going to slide into Denzel next, but that broke me down.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.